This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Here's one way to write the headline. Unemployment in Europe's largest economy, Germany, today came in four times worse than expected. That is to say, higher. That sounds like a tale of woe, but some context is in order here. The BBC's Steve Evans is in Berlin. Hello, Steve.
Good day to you, David.
In Europe's largest economy, how bad is the labor market then?
It's getting worse. It's not as bad as Spain or Greece, where unemployment is stratospheric. But if you look at the figures, unemployment has risen when you take out seasonal factors. There are 21,000 people more on the unemployed now than there were at the start of the spring. And that is a bigger rise than expected. Now, talk to economists and they are uncharacteristically optimistic. They say, well, the seasonal factors, there were a lot of public holidays in the spring.
Steve, they do point out that the unemployment rate in Germany at 6.9% is still very close to a low for the years since East and West Germany unified.
That's right. But look at other figures here. This economy in Germany is going to grow by something like 0.1% this year. That is historically very low. So the expectation is that the labour market is not going to be as buoyant as Germans are used to. Now, compare it with Spain, and it is triumphant. And that means that people from Spain and Greece are migrating here because they're looking for work. Pretty well everywhere you go, every German course you go to, for example, there will be Spaniards, there will be Greeks learning German because they can't get jobs in their own countries and they think they can get jobs here.
The BBC's Steve Evans in Berlin, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.